From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has joined six other leaders of the world's richest democracies for a Group of Seven summit in Ishijima, Japan, in a two-day meeting expected to focus on the global economy. Soon after arriving Wednesday, Mr. Obama had to deal with a criminal matter that outraged the Japanese public. A former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa is suspected of raping and murdering a Japanese woman. At a joint news conference with Mr. Obama, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking through an interpreter, expressed shock of an entire nation over the crime.
I, too, feel profound resentment. We will investigate in a rigorous manner under the Japanese jurisdiction, in line with the Japanese laws, this offender who committed this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime.
During his visit to Japan, Mr. Obama plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. The U.N. Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been phasing out targeted measures imposed at the end of the Civil War of 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo. Farhan Haq is a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the council.
Former President Charles Taylor set off a civil war in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor elected president in 1997. That resulted in more conflict. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012. This is VOA News.